From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. In California, the city of Sacramento is embroiled in a dispute over sidewalks. At issue, whether they are accessible to the disabled. Disability rights activists say the city has violated federal law because its sidewalks are full of benches and poles and other obstacles. Sacramento officials say they don't have to fix existing sidewalks and that doing so would bust the budget. Cities around the country are paying close attention. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
Tony Martinez is a 42-year-old father of three who has been paralyzed since 1987. For the past 6 years, he has worked at a company that provides transportation to the elderly and disabled. But getting to work himself is a dangerous undertaking.
Oh, yeah. Very dangerous. You know, it's like that game, you know, Russian roulette, you know? You try your luck and hopefully you come out ahead on it, you know?
Martinez is sitting in his electric wheelchair, preparing to cross the busy intersection of 24th Avenue and Fruit Ridge Road. There are no curb ramps here, so when the light turns green, Martinez has to ride to a nearby parking lot driveway and double back in the street against the oncoming traffic. And there's no curb ramp on the other side either, but that's only part of Martinez's problem. Once he makes it safely to the sidewalk, he faces other obstacles, such as utility poles, bus benches, uneven pavement, and exposed tree roots.
It doesn't give me much room, you know, to go through, which makes me have to either go around, but most of the time I usually end up on the street. I just don't know how I do it, you know? I must have an angel watching over me.
4 years ago, Martinez and other disabled activists sued the city to force it to comply with the Americans with Disabilities Act, or ADA. Melissa Kasnitz is an attorney with Disability Rights Advocates, a group that is representing Martinez and his co-plaintiffs.
This suit is about basic dignity for people with disabilities who want to be able to get around their city and participate in their activities of daily life without having to worry about the most basic question of, can I get there from here?
Under legal pressure, the city has agreed to a plan to install 1,500 curb ramps every year. But the city insists that it isn't required to remove barriers along the length of existing sidewalks. Sacramento Deputy City Attorney Gerald Hicks.
The problem is you have sidewalks, for example, in a city like Sacramento built in the 30s and the 40s and the 50s that have telephone poles and utility poles. They have cross slopes, various problems to accessibility. And based on the language of the ADA and the regulations promulgated by the Department of Justice, there was never intended to be an obligation to make existing sidewalks accessible. It is just too mammoth an obligation.
A federal judge agreed with the city, but that decision was reversed last year by the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. It ruled that maintaining sidewalks is a normal city function, and that having corner curb ramps would be meaningless if the sidewalks between the curb ramps were inaccessible. Sacramento has asked the Supreme Court to review the case. More than 200 cities around the country, including New York, Boston, and Dallas, have filed front-of-the-court briefs supporting Sacramento's position. A brief filed by the National League of Cities says it could cost California alone billions of dollars to make existing sidewalks accessible. Juan Otero is a spokesman for the National League of Cities.
All of these costs, the bottom line, and with a very sluggish economy, mean that there's just not the dollars and cents to handle the basic services. And to have a ruling of this nature and say that it's applied throughout the whole country is going to put cities in a very tough spot.
But for disabled activists in California, the suit against Sacramento has become a rallying cry. Rocky Birdsey is a spokesman for the Marin Center for Independent Living.
The disabled community is very upset about the court case. We look at this as a civil rights issue. If Sacramento's court case was about women, equal rights for women, or equal rights for a minority group, this case would not even gone to court.
Late last month, Solicitor General Theodore Olson filed a brief endorsing the Ninth Circuit's ruling in favor of the disabled. He urged the High Court not to hear the case. Back in Sacramento, the two sides are trying to negotiate a settlement that could include a plan to remove all barriers from sidewalks over the next 40 years. But so far, they cannot agree on attorney's fees. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News.